Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Right now I'm kind of irritated because this is like my fourth time trying to record this podcast. And each time I try to record it, I get interrupted, somebody barges in my room, or I get weird spam calls, or I get unknown callers just trying to contact me. And I'm just like, dang, the devil really doesn't want me to get this message out today. But I'ma push through it, and I'ma just try to record this one last time and just get it out. But anyway, sometimes I feel like Christians will take familiar or famous Bible verses just as words to be received, and we'll use them when it's convenient, and we'll even rehearse them, so we end up missing the true power behind the words, you know? So with that being said, today we're going to look at Proverbs 3:5, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And I chose this verse to read because I'm still trying to do this. And I know that since it's a pretty popular verse in the church, people will sometimes just disregard how powerful the words are. So, in life, we're going to be faced with so many different trials and even difficulties. Like right now, we're in a pandemic, we're dealing with COVID. And even when we're not in the pandemic, we have regular everyday life issues. And sometimes we just want the easy way out, or we want to do it on our own. So, earlier this week, I was just sitting back and thinking. I was like, when we try to do things on our own, it's actually just insane. It's just ridiculous. And I say that because, well, first, people who trust and lean on the Lord, they are not insane. But it's rather those people who lean on their own understanding who are insane. Y'all, it's insane to trust that our own human limited understanding is better than the unlimited understanding of God. Does that make sense? As humans, sometimes we rather trust our limited, human, crazy understanding rather than trusting in the unlimited understanding and the supernatural understanding of God. That's insane to me. But let's get back on topic. I found that this verse, Proverbs 3:5, really brings me back and really reminds me to trust God with all my heart, because sometimes I even have issues with this. Sometimes I even slip up and I try to do things on my own when I really should be trusting God with all my heart. So I chose to break down the verse bit by bit, and I wanted to just explain what some of the major words in the verse means. So remember, Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." So the word trust is when you believe in like the reliability, the truth, or the strength of something or someone. You're placing your security in some type of entity. The word Lord, that represents our Savior, our Father, our Creator. The word all means a whole quantity. The word lean means to fall back or rest on. And then the phrase own understanding means our earthly beliefs and our human understanding of things. So I chose to break down some of these major words in this verse so we can really understand what Solomon, who is the writer, was saying and what God wants to know. So trusting in the Lord means to fully believe in the reliability, the truth, the ability, the strength, and promises of our Creator, our Father. When we trust Him with all our heart, like the verse says, it means we trust Him with everything we have. And can honestly say we place our life plans and decisions in His hands to handle. It also means we're not trying to do God's work. When the verse says don't lean on your own understanding, it's saying that we shouldn't fall back or rest on our own humanly understanding. It means we lean completely into the strong arms of God. Guys, we need to make sure that when things aren't going so great in our life, that we fall back and rest on the Lord and His truths, rather than fall back and rest on our own understanding. We essentially need to let go of what we think we know and let God take control completely. You hear that? We need to let go of what we think we know and let God take control completely. So before we end, I just want to end with this. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I don't know, I was in a virtual conference with some amazing ladies a while back, and the theme was Desperate for Jesus. And one of the things that really stood out to me was something a lady named Ashanti Johnson said. She said, "Get out of God's way and stop trying to make things happen on your own. Get out of God's way and stop trying to make things happen on your own." And that what she said just came to mind during this verse, because when we start to lean on our own understanding, when we start to do things on our own, when we start to lean on our own understanding, that's us getting in God's way. That's basically us saying, "God, it's okay, I got this, I can handle this." So guys, get out of God's way and stop trying to do things on your own. Stop trying to make things happen on your own and just let God work, okay? But that's it for today. Let's pray and we will be finished. Lord God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the sun that's shining. I love the fall, so thank you for allowing the trees to start changing colors. And thank you for the chilly weather that's starting to come in. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. Thank you for family. Thank you for getting me halfway through this week. Please allow the words that were said today to resonate with the listener, and please allow them to just sit with me today as well, because I still need to live by this verse. But please allow everyone to take these verses that are seen as popular, please allow us to take them seriously, because when we don't take them seriously, we miss the power behind these words, because Proverbs 3:5 is so powerful, and sometimes we just miss that because we rehearse this verse so much. So Lord, please allow us to stop rehearsing verses, and please allow us to actually start digging deep into them. But please allow the listener and myself to stay curious and want to learn more about you today and for the rest of this week. Thank you for everything you've done for me, my friends, my family, and the listener. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.